Hi guys.
Welcome to another episode of Cops Thoughts. So I'm sure you're wondering, who is this guy that's talking in the background? Not in the background, but now in the foreground. So who is this guy talking to you? So today, I'll just tell you what's happening today. So today is a very special day in the life of Couples Thoughts, because the brain behind Couples Thoughts is adding another year to our year. So we at Couples Thoughts decided to put that on the hot seat.
Yay!
How do you feel?
I'm so scared.
Are you sweating?
Yes, I'm sweating.
Like the room temperature is very,
very
cool,
hot.
It feels cool. I feel cool. Okay, so today we're just going to put that on the hot seat, and we're going to be asking a very out of place questions that she has to give answers to, that she's obliged to, that she has no other choice but to give answers to. So my first question is, what is the most useless talent you have?
I think probably washing clothes. Yeah. Washing clothes with washing machine, though, not with my hand.
That's actually very useless.
Whenever I have dirty clothes, I don't think twice. Once there's light, immediately I go to wash.
I'm very
efficient in that.
The funniest part is some people can actually wash clothes with washing machine. So knowing how to do that,
you see.
Okay, I'll give you that. So the next question is, okay, so if you had to change your name, what would it be and why?
If I had to change my name, I'm not going to think about it. Then my surname will go. My surname
Dudu Yemi. If you don't know her surname is Dudu Yemi. So imagine a dark girl.
Seriously, I had like issues with that surname for the longest time. I just started getting around it. Okay, fine, my name is Dudu Yemi, I'll change it soon.
So what would you like to change it to?
Probably all those English names.
Like Hamilton, she.
I don't mind Hamilton or William.
Or Flash or Black.
Something very sweet, not Dudu Yemi. Ah, God.
Okay, that's nice. So next question is, so what ridiculous thing has someone tricked you into doing or believing?
What ridiculous thing? I don't remember any ridiculous thing.
So let's switch the question. Let's flip it. So what ridiculous thing have you done to somebody? Since if nobody has done it to you, what have you done to somebody?
I think I can remember two things that I did. So I told someone that my parents are not actually my parents.
Wow. Okay, what?
That was adopted and everything, that they just... No, did I say I was adopted or my mother married another?
Let me. I know the story because I was the one that was told. So she told me that she's the bastard child. That her mother married somebody else and they had her. I don't know, she just sold it to me. And the second
The second one was I told this same person.
Wow. And if you're wondering, the same person is me. Keep it going.
That I had one terrible disease, like I think it was cancer or AIDS or something.
And she was going to die in the next 3 months. Keep it coming.
And I was going to die, and the doctor gave me 3 months to live. Blah blah blah. But
I was just curious that why do you have so you still have so much hair? I'm expecting to see your hair fall out. But then she packaged it so well. But
yeah.
Next question. You now see that the brain back, she's not all sweet. Don't be deceived. So the next question is, so what do you wish someone taught you a long time ago?
What do I wish someone taught me a long time ago? Okay. Maybe always saying what is on your mind. Like don't be scared. Say what you have to say. Don't allow people like pull you down into saying. Is it pull you down? Don't allow people cloud you, and you don't have to say what is on your mind. Okay, I hope I made sense.
So like express yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a really nice one. Okay, so what are you grateful for? In a year to your year. So what are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for a lot of things. I'm grateful for life, most especially. I'm grateful for the gift of friends, the gift of relationships. I'm grateful for everything God has done for me. I consider myself blessed, super blessed, that I'm still here, that I'm still alive. And I don't know, this year is just going to get better, basically. So I'm really grateful.
Okay, that's nice. Okay, so next question is, what's your favorite food combination?
My favorite food combination, I think cornflakes, milk, sugar, Milo, and granite.
Wonderful, that's actually very nice, out of the box. Okay, so the next question is, what useless facts do you know?
Useless fact. I would say maybe it's not a fact. Okay, I will not call it a fact. Maybe superstition. Can I say superstition?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, that if you swallow, if you are taking orange and you swallow the seed, then it will grow on your head. That child do stuff, or that bird, that white bird that flies, once you just say leke leke, but I mean leke or something, then that white thing will come to your fingers. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so okay, that's nice. So one last question before we go to the final game, and that's what topic would you give a 20-minute presentation on without any prior preparation?
Relationship.
Okay.
Relationship, because I'm really passionate about people being in good relationships. I like it when relationships thrive. I like it when you know what you're doing, why you are in that relationship, and yeah.
And your love languages too.
My love languages. Are you saying?
Yeah. So what are your love languages?
Oh, my love languages. First one is acts of service. I love when people do things for me, majorly, basically.
Okay, that's nice. So the last game we are playing quickly before we go is song association game. So I'll be giving you words and you come up with, you sing a song.
Okay, let's go.
So the first word is fight.
Fight. Fight today, enjoyment tomorrow. Let me say it again. Fight today, enjoyment tomorrow.
Okay, qualifies team song face to face. So the next one is Aya, like heart, like Aya.
I am in da baby, mosumalame.
Okay, so let me give you two more. One is goat. The next one is goat.
Goat. Good. I'm the greatest of all time. Say of all time.
By whom?
By whom? Back then, when I was a singer, so I sang it, but it didn't really blow like that.
It can't
so.
Blow, my dear. It can't blow. So the last word is something.
Something. Something. Something fishy going on.
You're going down. But I'm sure both of us are wrong. I didn't get the lyrics right.
And is something fishy?
Yes, yeah, he's
something
actually right.
Something fishy going on.
I think it's down, not on.
Yeah, you go rough.
Nice, so. Okay, so thank you very much, guys, for listening to our episode.
Thank you so much for listening.
I hope you actually enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed recording. It was
yes,
really
we
fun.
Did.
It was really fun. So, final words from the brains behind the couple's thoughts. And this is bye for me. My name is Delight Hamilton. You might see me again. I might not be presenting the show, or I might just be behind the scenes. But I'm always there. Just so you know, I'm always there. So have a nice day. And final words from couple's thoughts.
Hi guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting me all through. I love you guys so much. Don't forget to tell your friends about this podcast. I love you guys so, so very much. Mwah!